T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's officially official. I don't know if you saw this. The Broncos announcing they've acquired Zach Wilson and the 256th pick from the Jets in exchange from the 203rd pick. So
there you go.
You got that dub. You moved up. If you're the Jets, you moved up 53 spots. And all in the name of a guy that you took in the second pick, with the second pick 3 years ago. I'm so glad that this trade kind of has given us the ability to talk about this, because I feel like every time I'm on the Infinity Sports Network, formerly known as CBS Sports Radio, I tend to somehow slip into a rant at some point in the five-hour show about the NFL and quarterbacks, because it's insane. Like Zach Wilson, the situation that he was put in. You know, when we had Mark Schlereth on in the 4 o'clock hour, he talked about Sam Darnold in the situation he was put in. I think we've grown past the point of just out and out calling guys busts. Then there are people who are going to call Zach Wilson a bust. I'm not trying to say. My point is, I don't think it's ever as simple as that. I think the NFL's problems with quarterback development are probably more on the NFL and more on individual teams than they even are on prospects anymore.
Really think that?
Yes. There are guys like Jamarcus Russell.
Okay.
Jamarcus is the reason Jamarcus isn't a starting quarterback still in the NFL. He had every tangible thing you could want out of a quarterback, except he really wasn't ready. But like Jamarcus is the reason Jamarcus. I know we love him. We'd have him on the show. Ryan Leaf is the reason Ryan Leaf is no longer in the NFL. Johnny Manziel is the reason that Johnny Manziel is no longer in the NFL. Beyond that, I go as far, by the way, to say Carson Wentz is the reason Carson Wentz isn't a starting quarterback anymore. But most quarterbacks are formed either positively or negatively by the situation they're birthed into in the NFL. So, like, everybody's using that Zach Wilson draft class 2021 as the end-all, be-all of, like, hey, this is – the NFL's got a quarterback problem. We'll actually play some from Sal Pal in a moment where he talks about that. But it's like, all right, let's look at the four quarterbacks who are no longer where they're supposed to be or where they were drafted to be. Zach Wilson, they turned over the offensive coordinator twice there. They tried to fit him in a system that did not fit his skill set and what he did well at BYU. All right, is that on Zach Wilson? Like, was he immature? Yeah, sure. Should they have known that when they drafted him? Yeah, they probably should have. And they should have acted accordingly. Trey Lance. Trey Lance is the one guy that I'll say, I think San Francisco did everything they could to make it work. They let him sit there. They didn't force him in the lineup. As a matter of fact, they tried to make him earn the quarterback job between Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, and Jimmy Garoppolo. And then Trey Lance kind of fell apart. Jimmy G comes in. Then Jimmy G gets hurt. And then Brock Purdy comes in. But then you go to Justin Fields. You mean the team that didn't surround Justin Fields with a legitimate weapon or build an offense around him until like halfway through either of the season, the last two seasons? Oh, they switched head coaches midway through as well? Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones was a pompous ass. He also, after winning the Rookie of the Year, year two, they moved from Josh McDaniels, a guy who got the most out of him as a rookie, to former defensive coordinators and special teams coordinators as Joe Judge and Matt Patricia as the offensive coordinator. So I'll ask you again, who ruined who? Did Mac Jones ruin the Patriots, or did the Patriots ruin Mac Jones? Because in three of the four cases of the quote-unquote busts of the top 16 pick quarterbacks in the 2021 draft, I would argue in three of the four cases, 75% was the team screwing the player and not the other way around.
I think in a lot of cases, I can see that. Do you think Zach Wilson was definitely screwed by New York, or is it some more Zach Wilson?
That's probably as close to 50-50 as it gets. Like Fields and Jones, I'm just going to say it. The team's ego screwed players in that. Coach ego, organizational ego. I didn't draft him in the case of Justin Fields because he got a new GM and a head coach after his rookie year. That screwed Fields. Bill Belichick screwed Mac Jones. Zach, I don't know. He seemed to have been a real immature chotch. But in the same point, if he's an immature chotch, how is this guy starting games for you? Like, that's a case of, are you telling me you bet the house on Zach Wilson and then you put him out there before he was ready? That's an NFL locker room will eat that kid alive. So that, to me, again, like, yeah, immature chotch, sure. You're right. The Cougar Hunter. Yeah, not great. But why is he out there on the field if he's an immature chotch? He's a sweet boy. Very sweet young man. Sal Palantonio was on with the Modern Boys.
Modern Boys.
Today, and got into the NFL's quarterback crisis and why that makes this year's draft so intriguing.
The NFL has seen a four-year steady decline in points scored per game. It's now down to 45 points per game.
Oh, no.
That's the lowest in 4 years. You have a crisis. GMs know it.
Crisis?
Know it. The NFL is concerned about it. You had 66 quarterbacks start a game last year, 68 the year before, 134 quarterbacks start a game in the last 2 years. The league is desperate for quarterbacks. They don't know how to really develop them. So, you know, we always say, it takes 3 years really for a draft class to really bear fruit. Well, look at the draft class of 2021, the top of that draft class. Four out of the five quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round 3 years ago have been traded for day three picks. Only Trevor Lawrence remains with his original team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's a crisis in the National Football League of points scored and quarterback availability. And when you have that and you have this particular draft where there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks overdrafted, I think this is a fascinating draft. It's intriguing to me.
So there's a lot there that Sal Pal had to say. I think it's a lot on the NFL. I also think there are a few factors that the NFL couldn't have foreseen. I don't think it's a coincidence that 2021 draft, all of those quarterbacks had their last year in college interrupted, impacted in some way at COVID. I think that was a great rift in the universe from the football side of things. Like Trey Lance played at North Dakota State. He didn't have a senior season. He used the spring game.
He played one. Yeah. COVID game.
I would imagine if he had had 13, 14 games at North Dakota to play, that might have given him a leg up from where he was. Even like some of the other guys, like the schedules were modified, their world was disrupted. You add that to the transfer portal, I think that's another factor that harms the crop of quarterbacks going to the NFL. I also think a part of this, dude, is just cyclical. We'll get to that in a second, though. What stood out most to you when you heard Sal Pal talk about the quarterback
there's
situation?
There's a crisis of scoring. 45 points a game is not a crisis.
I know. It's so funny because I happen to agree that you can never have enough good franchise quarterbacks, and that's always going to there's always going to be a numbers issue with that. And I think the NFL can do a myriad of things better to get quarterbacks better developed. I also think when you're like, it's a four-year low, yeah, because 4 years ago, we had a game between the Chiefs and Rams where they scored like 110 points on a Monday Night Football game, and we thought it was the coming future, like where everybody was going to be scoring 60 points a game in an NFL game. It ended up not being, by the way. But like I think to put the points per game, I don't want to say it's disingenuous because it's Sal Pal. He's the best. I think it's an oversimplification.
I just can't get over these. It's a crisis, for God's sake.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I think it is a crisis.
Dude, it's 45 just not because points of 40. Is a lot of points. Like, so what's it down from? Like 47?
It's probably down from like 48, maybe 50, yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, 50 would be a butt ton of points.
Give me
yeah.
the stats, Sal Pal.
Wait, are you calling for the stat?
No, but it's, dude, we all watch NFL games. I don't think there's a lack of scoring. I don't think there's a lack of interest in offense. It's a freaking offensive-driven league. What? I'm just going to stop. I like Sal Pal. He's a good dude.
That's an eraser phrase.
It's your show. Keep going.
Yeah.
What's my show? Where's our name?
We're actually going to have Sal Pal call in here in a minute, so just keep going.
I have the stats. If you,
I slid that one in there.
If you're curious, I do have the stats. And
yeah, give me the stats here,
it Caleb. Seems he's being extremely dramatic. 2020, each team was 24.8 points. 2019, it was 22.8 points.
What are you reading there again?
Points per game.
Points, and it's per team? Team, yes.
Oh, so we got to do
yeah,
a little
yeah, so
math
these are
here.
All right in this about the same thing. And then in 2018, it was 23.3.
Mm, so about 46 points per game. Down 1 point per game.
Crisis, man.
And here's the
tell
thing.
You, what, call the National Guard.
That's very funny. I actually do think there is a quarterback crisis, though. But it's not the one you think. I think we've gotten to a point.
Call in Pfizer.
$20 million, that can be yours. I do think that there is a problem, but I think it's been the same problem the NFL's had for 20 years. And it is that the NFL, I think quarterback classes are cyclical. Like if you look at it, the drafts from 2017 to 2020 had Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes. I'll throw in Kyler Murray there. It had Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa. Like, that's almost one quarter of, and I'm probably missed a name or two. That's like one quarter of the franchise quarterbacks that have been drafted. Or sorry, of the quarterbacks that are still starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Look at 21 on. It's not great. There's a lot of busts. And that is because it no longer matters whether a quarterback is worthy of that selection. If you're if you're one of the three or four best quarterbacks in the draft, unless you are beyond a project, you're going to be overdrafted. Daniel Jones was overdrafted. If Daniel Jones was a second-round pick, he'd be Andy Dalton. We wouldn't be freaking out about Daniel Jones. Well, and then the Giants doubled down and paid on him. Paid him $160 million in 4 years when he didn't deserve it. But, like, look to the 2018 draft. You can say Baker was overdrafted. If Baker was the 22nd pick in the draft, it looks different than if he's the number one pick. Josh Rosen was a top 10 pick. He had no business being a top 10 pick. So, like, this year, there's going to be multiple quarterbacks overdrafted. So the problem is you're not getting finished products from college. And then you mask it with a league that is not doing these quarterbacks justice by actually developing them because there's too many variables that go into it. And then, oh, by the way, it's naturally cyclical. And the league is stubborn in investing. Like, the NFL does. I guarantee you, Goodell, it keeps him up at night that they don't have enough franchise quarterbacks in the NFL. I'll say, if you had had, let's say, twice as many franchise quarterbacks, I guarantee you the league would have expanded already. Because there is an infinite market for football. But they don't want to dilute the product because of the lack of quarterbacks. And yet the NFL does literally nothing to invest in franchise quarterbacks. Keith is looking at me weird.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's keeping Roger Goodell up at night.
I guarantee you it does.
The guy makes $50 million plus a year, Nick. I don't think that keeps him up at night.
So you think nothing keeps him up? You think the money just makes
him
sleep?
I think the league having the highest ratings it's ever had, I don't think he's worried about the quarterback stuff right now.
I guarantee you. So you think billionaires don't worry?
I don't think Roger Goodell is worried about the league at all.
I guarantee you right now, there's something that makes, from the Amazon product, that makes Jeff Bezos lose sleep. Even rich people have concerns. That's actually probably, probably have more
$63.9 million annually for Roger Goodell.
So that just wipes it away, doesn't have any problems on
this
earth?
I don't think he's worried about not having enough quarterbacks in the league right now.
216-474-0092. Does the NFL have a franchise quarterback problem?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.